From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the agreement applies to the Syrian military and rebels, but not to certain Islamist groups. Russia and Turkey say they will guarantee the truce. If the ceasefire holds, it will be followed by renewed peace talks next month in Kazakhstan. U.S. officials say a key leader of Islamic State in its de facto capital, Raqqa, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. A statement by the U.S.-led coalition Thursday said Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti was killed in a strike near the Taqwa Dam on Monday. It said he was a previous member of IS's war committee. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered sanctions against Russian officials and Russian intelligence services. The sanctions are in response to alleged hacking and interference by Russia during the recent U.S. presidential election and what Mr. Obama calls an unacceptable degree of harassment of U.S. diplomats in Moscow by Russian security services over the last year. The U.S. will expel 35 Russian intelligence agents and close two Russian compounds located in New York and Maryland. Sanctions will be levied against nine entities, including four individuals and three companies. A Russian military official said Thursday there was no explosion on board the plane that crashed Sunday in the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. Lieutenant General Sergei Baynedov is the leading military commission investigating the crash. This is VOA News.